In 2018, the UCross Artist Residency Program in Northern Wyoming hosted its first fellows for its Native American Fellowship for Visual Arts to have the space and time to focus solely on their art. This past fall, the program extended the opportunity to its first Native American Writing Fellow. Wyoming Public Radio's Catherine Wheeler spoke with Diné writer and teacher Brendan Basham about his forthcoming debut novel.
What was the residency like for you? You know, did you have an idea of what you wanted to do when you first got there? And did it change? Or did you kind of come in with, you know, not really having a strict idea?
When I got there, I had so many ideas. I had too many ideas, really. I wanted to write some essays. I have some poetry, some short stories that are unfinished. But I, just a few weeks before I arrived, I'd sent my agent the latest copy of my draft of my novel. So I wanted to put that aside and work on something brand new. And when I got there, I kind of went down a few different rabbit holes where I was trying to study one thing or one character, and somehow that brought me to some mining corporations, because a lot of these private security firms work for mining corporations all over the world, and a lot of mining corporations do most of the work on indigenous lands, and they've done this for, you know, many, many, many years. And the more I looked into that, I ended up going back to the reservation, back to the Navajo Reservation, where my family is from, and researching not only the coal mining industry there from Peabody Mines, but also the uranium mining corporations. I had no idea that I was going to end up in that place when I arrived. So that's the kind of beautiful thing about UCross.
What really first brought you into writing? Like, what made you want to pursue it as a career?
I think I've always wanted to be a writer. I wanted to be a writer since I was in grade school, I think. I got my first couple of poems published in a little plastic spiral-bound portfolio in Flagstaff for the school district. And they published some crappy little poems of mine. But my entire life, everyone said, oh, you're never going to make a living. You're never, you know, this, you have to find some kind of a backup position. So, you know, I learned how to cook. I taught myself how to cook to get myself through college. And I ended up being really good at it, and I ended up being a fairly decent boss until it wore me down, and I became one of those bosses that I hated. And at that point, I missed writing so much. I knew that I was kind of missing a part of myself and on many very real levels and artistic levels. But, you know, my after my brother died, I think I really wanted to focus more on my writing. And, you know, ultimately, he became that spark for my first novel.
Yeah. Can you tell me a little bit about what your first novel is about?
So it's called Swim Home to the Vanished. And I guess it's about a man who loses someone really close to him. And in this case, it's his brother. And in that grief, his body changes and demands a new way to breathe. And so he like goes on this journey to kind of acknowledge his loss, but also to confront that loss. And he finds himself in a strange fishing village full of characters who are also grieving. And I call it transmuting. They're transmuting. They're kind of, you know, they're changing. That process of grieving changes them, not only mentally, but physically. So that they're also grieving and transmuting and have been for generations, kind of like how Native Americans in this country are kind of still grieving and living with heavy loss. So, it's multi-layered grief. And I laugh about it now, but it's a very real thing. It's very true.
Yeah, that sounds like such a good read. You know, are there any other additional themes that you're really interested in exploring in your work?
I think what keeps calling back to me is, since I can't really be on the Neta, on the reservation, the Navajo Nation right now, I think it's kind of my duty in some way to write about that land and write about my family. And that history, but not just the history that we know about the reservation, but like Indians now, you know, modern Indians and how they're living and dealing with, well, I mean, for me, it is a sense of guilt for sure. guilt that I don't really know my language fully enough to have a conversation with my elders, or that I'm not working, you know, directly with my peers and at the college level or at the any school level, really, helping Native kids become storytellers and become, you know, educators in their own right. And we always think of, you know, a Native existence as being pretty destitute, I guess, you know. And I'm teaching a Native American literature class right now, and many of these students don't even realize that we're still alive. And if they do, they think that we're just living in poverty on these reservations. But there's a lot more to it than that. You know, there's a lot more life, there's a lot more creativity, there's a lot more belief in like who we are, the people, like, there's pride there. So anyway, I'm trying to always think of ways to give back somehow in that way.
Brendan Basham is the first writer to receive the UCross Native American Fellowship. Thanks, Brendan, for taking the time to talk.
Thank you. Appreciate it.